Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Nancy Jutton. Some people call me Nancy Bye Bye Boring Bio Jutton. Some people call me Nancy Broadcast Your Brilliance Jutton. But the most important thing for you to know is that I'm here in service to your success. Whether you need to say bye bye to your boring bio, broadcast your brilliance in a bigger way, or get known to get paid, I want to be that go-to resource that you call on to get the job done. The reason I created today's session was kind of fun. I got invited to do a medical writers conference where I was going to talk to a lot of medical doctors about how to transform their boring bios from wallpaper to wow, and I was thinking about my audience and how I could customize something just for my audience, that particular audience that would be really relevant. And I thought, what if I say the bio doc is in and I start diagnosing boring bios right on the spot to give people that important help that they need so that they can get out of this murky muddle and step into clarity so that more of the right people would actually want to do business with them. And then I thought, this is so much fun. What a wonderful way to connect with real people around the world to help them solve this problem. So today is really a debut opportunity for me to take this out for a spin so you can see how I can coach and create in the moment to transform a message that may be pretty murky into something pretty marvelous so that you can move further forward in your life and actually make progress along your own journey to get known, to get paid. I am going to be inviting people to raise their hands live so that they can be called on so that I can visit their website or their online profile and actually take a look at it live and in the moment. My objective is to give quick tips and ideas and inspiration to actually make your story better. But because of the limited time that we have, I certainly can't rewrite your whole story right there in the moment. That would be miraculous, and I don't know that I would be capable of being able to do that. That would be expecting a lot. But there's a lot that I can do. If you're new and you're meeting me for the very first time, there is a free chapter of Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium that you can access right now, and I would love for you to go and get it because it's really rather meaty and juicy and will give you some very good content that you can study when this call is complete so that you can actually transform your boring bio from wallpaper to wow without spending any money at all and gain some confidence that this is a tool that you could really, really use to your expert advantage. So if it's of interest to you to access that, you would simply visit authenticvisibility.com/free gift, all lowercase, no punctuation, and that free gift will deliver to you immediately. I'm going to stay here as long as I can and help as many people as I can. The one thing I want you all to know is that not all stories are suitable for all situations. So as the bio doc gets into motion, one of the things I'll be asking you is, what do you want your story to do for you? Do you want it to attract clients? Do you want it to attract speaking gigs? Or do you want it to attract media attention? Or is there something else entirely that you want it to achieve? Because if you don't know what you want it to achieve, I can't help diagnose the problem to see if you can get there faster. It is absolutely a requirement that you have a profile posted online so I can easily find it in order for me to do this work. And so I just want to make sure that y'all know that so that I can meet expectations. Let's see. I want to just go over to the live chat just in case there are people there, or the Q&A rather, to see if anyone's asking a question. And I see some questions are coming in, so that's good. So that's really great. So I think I'm going to get started, and the very first person I'm going to address today is the person from Continental Shelf Publishing. And can you please raise your hand by hitting *2 on your phone? *2 on your phone. Where did you go? Well, you seem to have been lost in space. Is that Christina Pivasivana? I think that's who it was.
Hello?
Christina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, very good. So I'm on your website at Continental Shelf Publishing, and what is it that you want your story, I've got your about page open, and what is it that you want this page to do for you?
Well, I don't have a personalized presence in my website. As you can see, it's all about the company, and perhaps transform this into, I think your suggestion is to make it about who we are and put that forward. And I think I have to transform all of this and tell them that I have a very diverse background, but mostly in marketing in the corporate world, and that I've been an entrepreneur for the last 12 years. When I left the corporate world, I've started a publishing company, but it's been a local bricks and mortars, and now I'm going online with it.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me know. What I see here is you've brought up an interesting point, is that there's the name of the company, but when we're doing business in the internet space, invariably people will land on your homepage and they will take a look to see what it is that you do and what outcome is possible for them with you as their guide. So as I'm here on your site, it says, through book coaching, editing, and publishing, we empower you to become more prestigious in your field by having a successful published book. Mm-hmm. And that is a very intoxicating offer, and a lot of people are interested in that. And then you offer a series of things that there are to talk about in terms of the services that you offer.
Yeah.
The reason I'm focusing on your homepage at this moment is if you are in some kind of state of reinvention, intervention, and you're going from bricks and mortar to online, what we have to know is that that homepage is the most important page where people go. And in the first 9 seconds, if people don't love it, they're going to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we're under the misguided notion that they're going to want to learn about us first, but they really want to learn what's in it for them first before they're going to want to do anything.
Right.
So as I'm at your page right now, what I'm looking for is, you know, what do you do? For whom do you do it? What is the transformation that you provide? And most importantly, why are you the best available service or alternative to get this mission accomplished? So I see what you do and the ultimate result that you provide, which is to empower people to become more prestigious in their field by having a successful published book. What I'm interested in, so it seems to me like it's content experts and these kinds of folks that are your ideal client. So you might want to identify your ideal client even more specifically than you already have. And then it says you offer a full-service publishing company that offers this whole range of services, but the piece that's missing is why you should trust us, given all the choices that you have, why us versus every other alternative that's out there.
Got it.
And so what you might want to do is say, hi, I'm Christina Piva Sivana, and since 1995, I have guided thousands of entrepreneurs to take their content between their ears and turn it into books that are selling around the world, and I can't wait to do this for you too. And right there on the home page, they know that you've been doing this for a really long period of time, that you've had thousands and thousands of people who have benefited, and that this is not just something you do for food, clothing, and shelter, but because you really believe that messengers doing things that are important in the world need to have a bigger platform, and your whole mission in life is to make that possible.
Hmm.
Wouldn't that be juicy?
That would be lovely. I wish I had taped that.
Oh, well, you know what? I have taped it.
Oh, thank you.
And the recording will be available. So if you want to make sure that you're on the list, go ahead and access the free gift, authenticvisibility.com/free gift, and I'll know to send you the recording. And you can also become a fan at my Facebook page or whatever. But what I also want you to do, and you know, folks who are listening, and there's quite a few of you on this call, the number one thing you want to have happen when people land on your website is to engage with you in some way. And one of the little mistakes I'm seeing on your website that could be upgraded in short order is you're inviting people to subscribe to your mailing list and giving them a reason to, you know, a box to opt in and offer their name. And in today's world, people are so information overloaded that nobody's going to put their name in your inbox unless there's something in it for them immediately. So I would suggest you might create some kind of a special report or guide that would help people navigate the landscape of publishing or determine their readiness to determine how quickly they're ready to take action so that you could actually invite a conversation about how you could help them.
Yeah,
that
well,
would be
thank you, Nancy. That's all in the works. And I have just bought a new theme. This is one of those test themes. And it has a really beautiful opt-in box. And we're working on the product. Yes, thank you. But, yes, it's horrible right now. But one step at a time.
Well, and we all bloom where we're planted, you know. And so great job for, you know, stepping up and being first. I thank you for that. I hope that you'll stay on for a while because we've got a lot of other folks that have similar issues and concerns, and I know that you'll learn even more with each person that I speak with. So thank you for showing up for the Bio Doc is In. I'm so glad you came, and I'm going to move to the next person if that's okay. Does that sound all right to you?
Thank you very, very much, Nancy. I loved your insights. Very, very helpful. Yes, it's okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Who would like to raise their hand and say star two? Okay, here we go. We have Mary Pellice on the line. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you?
I am doing well. Yes, very well.
So I took the opportunity to take a look at your bio before, and Dr. Pellice is an amazing woman. And when I first read her first paragraph of the bio she had before, this is what it said. Mary Pellice has a lifelong interest in healing work. Trained as a family practitioner, she worked for a number of years in a community of migrant health clinic practicing conventional allopathic medicine. Right when I read that, I thought to myself, I'm a fairly well-read person, but I don't really know what allopathic medicine is. And I'm sure that I'm not the only one. And so I thought to myself, what did you want it to do? And so I know we had the pleasure to have a conversation, and you told me that you wanted to attract clients to help them understand what it is that you did so that they'd actually want to take another card.
Yes.
And so you made amazing transformations. So I'd like to read this aloud, if that's okay.
Yes, thank you.
Dr. Mary Pellice is passionately committed to the possibility of healing, no matter what. If you tell her the problem you're having, she'll always tell you, you can heal that. This is definitely a different level of thinking than she learned while earning her medical degree at the University of Washington Medical School. She delights in working with stressed-out 30-something women who are sick and tired of all the hype and serious about getting natural help to overcome their chronic health problems. She shows them steps to take to look and feel 10 years younger, rekindle their dwindling energy, and start loving their lives again. Oh my gosh, Mary, this is fantastic. And I want to tell everybody why it's fantastic, because it's very, very instructive. Right out of the box, Dr. Mary says she's passionately committed to the possibility of healing no matter what. That is a very positive, empowering philosophy that's going to resonate with a lot of people. She says that you can heal it, and then she says who she works for, what their ailment is, and what their ultimate benefit will be. She delights in working with stressed-out 30-something women who are sick and tired of all the hype and serious about getting natural help to overcome their chronic health problems. That is fantastic. She shows them the steps to take to look and feel 10 years younger, rekindle their dwindling energy, and start loving their lives again. The things that are going through my mind is, number one, do we know who you are? Do we know what your credential is? You are a doctor. Do we know who you serve? Yes, we do. Do we know what problems you solve or what transformation you provide? Absolutely. People are going to look and feel 10 years younger, rekindle their dwindling energy, and start loving their lives again. The final most important test, Mary, is, are people willing to invest real money to experience that transformation? And I think the answer is yes. What do you think?
Well, I'm hoping so.
So let me just ask you, I know you've recently made over your bio just in the last couple of days. Comparing it to what it used to be to what it now is, I think a really important question is, how do you feel about it, and do you think it's telling your best story now?
Yeah, it makes me smile when I read it now. It's like, oh, yeah, that sounds like me now. That sounds how I really am. The other one really was boring.
Well,
that's why I was supposed to be like that before I met you, Nancy.
Well, and I'm so glad you brought this up, because at the end of the day, people are doing business with you. You have very personal work that you're doing with people, and if people don't get to that know, like, and trust place and feel a sense of possibility about the solutions that are waiting, then why would they take another card? This is really good advice, whether you're a physician, a healer, an expert of any type. And so I want to congratulate you for stepping into your true voice. I also want to point out that you have a really fun, lilting way of saying it. Women who are sick and tired of all the hype and serious about getting natural help. What's really wonderful about that is that it's not talking about allopathic medicine, which is not a term that people use in regular conversation. It's using real words that real people use when they're talking to each other in real life. And I think that is really, really important for making a real connection with real people who can actually belly up to the bar to benefit from these wonderful things that you do. Now, if people were interested in learning more about you, Mary, do you have a website that folks can go and read more, or is it too early for them to go and visit?
It's too early, yeah. I'm kind of transitioning. I have a website from previous work that I do, well, work that I'm still doing, but what I'm working on now is sort of a personal branding for another website that should be done by the end of the month.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to see what that looks like. But I just want to say, you went from blah, 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 curriculum vitae, what everybody would expect, to be something that was so much more conversational, so much more compelling, and so much more inviting. And I'll be really excited to hear about the wonderful success stories you have attracting more perfect clients, because you've absolutely identified them and called them out with benefits that I know they're going to want to invest into to enjoy the relief. So congratulations to you. Great
well,
job.
I had a good
Did you have another question you wanted to ask me? I know we have a lot of folks
well, I'm
that
just
are...
wondering, yeah, to keep going with it, more should I add? And that I kind of have that story down there kind of at the end. So I'm just trying to, what are the next pieces?
Okay. Excellent question. For those of you who don't have the benefit of seeing Mary's bio, it's actually quite a few paragraphs in length. So one of the things that I want you all to remember is that when the things are very text heavy, it's a really good idea to break up the text with compelling subheadings that speak like compelling headlines that help the reader skim from paragraph to paragraph to get exactly what it is that they're looking for. So it could be like a heading that says, how my lifelong interest in healing serves you. That could be a heading.
Okay.
Combining conventional and Eastern medicine could be another. There could be another one that says, your call to action. So that people know, well, if they're already convinced that they want it, make it easy for them to buy it.
Okay.
So if there's lots and lots of text, remember, not everybody loves words as much as we do, so we need to break it up with subheadings that are really compelling. If you're fortunate enough to have worked with lots and lots of clients who have actually enjoyed this profound transformation and actually are willing to offer their names and a testimonial to speak the impact of your work, that can be really, really persuasive in helping other clients get to yes very quickly. So always pack a lot of powerful testimonials into your communication so that it's not just you saying it, but there's actual proof around your claims. And if you've won awards or written books or done anything of that nature, I want you to call that out too, because it just makes you that much more credible. Not only are you a doctor, and have you helped thousands of people, but you're an author, et cetera, et cetera. So does that help?
Yeah, the one hard thing about testimonials is just because of confidentiality, usually with, people don't want their names out there.
You bring up a really good point, because in the medical profession, HIPAA and, confidentiality is really important. And so if that is your situation, there are anecdotal stories that you can tell about people who have, you could say in 2012 alone, clients Mary has worked with have overcome ailments ranging from X to Y to Z to get off the drugs and to heal naturally, and that should give you the confidence that you can enjoy these benefits also. The key is taking action to get the help that you need, and Dr. Mary is standing by to help you with that. So you can anecdotally suggest people that
right.
have benefited without calling out their names, and,
okay,
and that's a way to handle it. And that's also, you know, there are certain firms like financial services firms and financial planners, they are absolutely not allowed to use testimonials or speak to the claims that they make. And if you are in a business like that, there's certainly statements of philosophy that you can use. Like one financial planner that I worked with not long ago said, my philosophy of investing is it should be like watching paint dry. If you're getting an adrenaline rush, you're doing something wrong. And the thing about a comment like that is if you are seeking investment advice and you read that one sassy soundbite, you should know right away if that guy's your man or not. He did not use a testimonial. He did not violate any privacy issues. He did not state a claim. He just made a statement of philosophy about what he believes, and either you love that or you not, or you don't. You should actually attract the perfect people to your service because you're saying the right kinds of things. So you've actually done that in your website, Mary, or your bio. It says, Albert Einstein said, the problems that exist in the world today cannot be solved by the level of thinking that created them. So by having that sassy soundbite at the very top of your story, your people who read about you will get a sense of what you believe and what you care about just by virtue of having that comment at the very top. People will love it. Or the alternative. Either way, it's good because you only want the right people bellying up to the bar and the rest of the people,
right.
you want them to go somewhere else.
Right. Okay.
So does that feel pretty good?
That feels great.
Okay.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome. So now what I'm going to do is I see that Jerome Vaccaro is on the call, and I'm going to unmute you and say hello. Hi, Jerome.
Hi, this is actually Terry.
Oh,
Jerome's
Terry.
My husband.
Oh, how do you do? Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Where
you
can
too.
I go online to find your story?
Okay, this is sort of embarrassing, and I'm in the process of redoing my website, but it's www.healthybeing.com.
Okay. We should have no story shame here because the bio doctor is in.
Well, and
I'm
I should
want to make sure I get this spelled right. Healthy Being.
Healthy Being, B-E-I-N-G.
com. And I just want to say that for those of you who are listening in on the web, it doesn't seem to be coming up, so I'm going to try again. Healthy Being, healthybeing.com. This
mm-hmm.
is coaching and creating in the moment. It's happening in real time. Okay. So those of you who are listening on the web, I'll try to get to you as well, but we have quite a few people live on the phone, and so I just want, no matter what method you are enjoying to listen to today's call, there should be useful takeaway lessons from every makeover that I do that you should be able to apply to your own advantage, and that's the beauty of this group scenario. I think we all want to say who we are and what we do and why it matters so more of the right people will say yes. I'd be really curious, who agrees with that? Just raise your hand. Hit star 2 if you agree with that, just so I can see. So anyway, I see you. Healthy Being for your be your transformation. You look beautiful. See, everybody's agreeing. So we're all in the right place. So which, it says, welcome, what's your B factor
yeah.
about? Is that where I should
okay.
go? Or maybe,
I
we should start
things.
Maybe we should start at the homepage.
Hmm. Yeah, I know. The homepage is a little messy. But sure.
Where would you like me to start?
Yeah, probably the homepage because that's what I'm in the process of redoing, so I would love some feedback.
Okay.
See, the dilemma I have is that I'm primarily a transformational life coach with a background in alternative medicine like Chinese medicine, et cetera, similar to your previous person who you spoke to. But so I want that in the background, but I don't – and so it kind of gets a little bit confusing as to how to present it.
Well, you said you're a healthy – say it again.
Well, I am predominantly, my programs are coaching programs. I call it transformational coaching. And
so
but I have a background
there.
In Chinese medicine.
Let mm-hmm. me start there.
Okay.
When we're when we're a transformational coach, that's like a label.
Mm-hmm.
Like bread, eggs, and milk. I'm going to the mm-hmm. grocery store to pick up bread, eggs, and milk. It's a generic descriptor that I know I'm going to buy those generic commodity items, and I'm going to put them in my shopping cart.
Mm-hmm.
When you say that you're a transformational coach, what I'm thinking is, what kind of transformation do you bring about? I would like to know. Because
okay.
the label that you've chosen to describe yourself is too generic.
Okay.
And it needs to be more specific. So we're transforming our life. So when we transform our life, are we working on our health? Are we working on our mindset? Are we working on our relationships? Are we stopping? We're going to stop being angry, resentful, regretful, and blameful, and rebuild our confidence so that we can have joy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you're the bring joy back coach.
Okay. I mean, my little tagline that I put on my emails is helping women fall in love with their lives again.
Okay. Okay. So then I would ask you, are these midlife women, women of every
yes.
age and stage?
Yes. Generally, it's women over 40.
Okay. So women 40 and better who are ready to reclaim their lives, start yesterday. One of the most important things you need to do is nail your ideal client so that they know they belong. So
mm-hmm.
that's why I started asking you about women. Which women? Are these divorced women, single women, midlife women?
Yes. The first line under the photo, under the video says, has something happened in your life recently, like a divorce or career change that's turned your world upside down? But I know it's in very small print. That's part of the problem.
Well,
you
and another thing is this color, this beautiful teal color, it's really, really pretty on the outside of the website, but it's one of those colors that it looks like it's too understated to really have a lot of impact.
Mm-hmm.
I know
yeah.
this is not about web design, and that's not my primary expertise, but I will tell you that that teal color is
Agreed.
Not going to reach out and grab me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting there. We're taking too many words to get there.
Yeah.
Has something happened in your life recently? Is very taking too many words to get there, which kind of reminds me of that symphony, Mozart, and somebody, one of his competitors said, "There's too, you know, sounds pretty good, but there are too many notes." So what you want to do is women 40 and better who are ready to turn, go from upside down to rocking it, you've landed in the right place.
Okay.
There's something different there that actually lets them know that midlife women in transition have a whole lot to look forward to, and it starts right here, right now.
Mm.
See how that's a little juicier?
Yeah.
And people are transforming from anger, resentful, regretful, and blaming to joyful and full of possibilities, so that they can let go of the past and move forward, fearlessly forward for the rest of their life. So you can quickly transform your life. I'm just scanning here. So this is a missing piece on your homepage, which is, what do you want people to do? I see that your name and your email and your Skype phone number are there, but you know the one thing that's missing? Oh, here it is. Drop me an email to set up a get acquainted call.
Yeah, that has to be in its own box or something.
Well, and is that really what you want? What you want is, your better than ever consultation awaits. Schedule yours today.
Okay.
Isn't that better?
Yeah.
And so, you want to have headlines that really, for the skimmer,
mm-hmm.
looking at your website, attention women, are you ready to quickly transform your life? We've identified your client, but we can be more specific, as we've just spoken about.
Mm-hmm.
But then all the other words are all of the same prominence and size, and
mm-hmm.
the call to action is not super clear. Or I had to say, well, what's missing? The part about, say something like, your call to action. Let people know, I want this, I want this, I want this, so that you can have a conversation that can actually turn into cash.
Okay.
And then I have one other suggestion, because let me ask you this. You want people to do what? You want them to hire you? Or
yes.
To have a conversation, right?
Yes.
So I'm looking in the upper right-hand corner of your website, and it says, get your free audio download now, Healthy Beings Daily Affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
This is also a little bit generic. Get your free audio download now. I don't know what it's about. I don't know what's in it for me. I don't know how long it is. I don't know if it's a quick audio or an hour-long audio or if it's even something I even want to spend time on.
Okay.
So you're offering Healthy Being Daily Affirmations. And so when people practice these daily affirmations, can they start their transformation today?
Yeah, in fact, that's what I had on there previously. I don't know, somebody changed it. It said, start your transformation today.
That's so much better. That's so much better. You know, don't you think?
Yeah.
Get your free audio download now. Sounds like bread, eggs, and milk.
Yeah.
And so make it super specific. So since I've got you on the line here, I just want to go to your About page because I feel like we've gotten to know each other pretty well already.
Okay. Well, there are two things. This is part of if you go to the interview with, that's really my About page. I mean, I have kind of two things because I felt like I had to. But my interview with is really what I send people to when they set up a Get Acquainted call. I have them read that first to kind of self-select.
Okay, and so I have a comment about that.
Okay.
Make your navigation so clear that even the village idiot would understand it.
Okay.
Because I come from a media background. When I think about interview with Terry, I'm thinking, are you looking for the media to interview you?
Okay.
And, what you really want people to do is schedule a chat with Terry. Schedule your chat with Terry.
Mm-hmm.
But interview with Terry is one of those, it's a little bit unclear because it sounds like you want people to interview you for radio, TV, or something like that, but that's really not it at all. You're looking to see if this is that perfect match where you should journey forward together to achieve this transformation and start as soon as possible.
Right. The interview, I have to say, I mean, I like the approach of this because it really does help people answer a lot of questions about who I am before the call, and I
send
them
questions.
Why don't
we call it Q&A? Give it an
A.
Frequently asked questions. And you can actually say, like in the call to action, check out the FAQ tab to learn what to expect, and let's have a chat in your call to action. So what you're accomplishing here is good, but I think just the way you've labeled it could be not as effective as it otherwise could be.
Okay.
And then I want to make one other suggestion for you.
Okay.
Life coaching and acupuncture for women. That is so different than what it is that's on your homepage.
I know.
So you want to make sure that the message that you share is consistent across every page so that there's no disconnect from one place to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would like, if the goal is to attract clients, what we have here is... it's all about you, and that's a common mistake that folks
mm-hmm.
make. But what would be a nice thing to do is, for example, and I don't know your background, and it's just coaching and creating in the moment, but it could be, for decades, Teresa has worked with hundreds of women worldwide who have stepped beyond the speed bumps in their lives to actually love their lives again. Her work with clients, but just by adding that as the very first line of text.
I like that, yeah.
We let people know that this isn't something you just set out your shingle to do yesterday. It's something you've been doing for a while, and that the transformation that you described on the homepage is something that people are actually welcoming with you as their mentor, guide, coach, and solution. I call that a stunning result. Lead with that stunning result that you bring about. That's why people come to you in the first place. Then people know that you're the right person, and then you can elaborate that this is a journey that you've taken yourself, which is why they can feel comfortable trusting you to guide them to make that transformation also.
Great. I love that.
And then you can offer some, if there's any, you may have confidential issues or whatever it is. But if Terry invites you to connect and experience a complimentary coaching session, don't call it a complimentary coaching session. Call it something really zippy. One of my colleagues, Nancy Marmolejo, has something called your Quantum Leap Quarter Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a fun name?
Yeah, I like that.
It suggests what's going to happen in that quarter hour that's really juicy and wonderful. So
mm-hmm.
can you create some kind of an transformation, call it something that suggests the transformation that will happen instead of having a tire kicker come and waste your time?
Right.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes.
So I see we have lots and lots of other folks on the call that would love to be called on. So was this helpful to you?
It was very, very helpful. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
And I
hope you'll stay on the call because there's going to be more powerful lessons for you to learn, and I'll again reinforce that if you're new to my work, you can go to authenticvisibility.com/freegift and access the first chapter of Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium, and that will give you even more juicy stuff to take additional steps forward so you can get known to get paid.
Great.
So
thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. So that's that. So good for stepping up. I am now going to call on Debbie Rosemont. Hello, Debbie Rosemont.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Good.
So can you remind me of the site that I go to visit to take a look at you?
Sure. It's in redesign, but the old site I'll send you to is www.itssimplyplaced.com. So itssimplyplaced.com.
Okay, very good.
And if
you simply placed, I love the name. And here's an important lesson for folks who are listening. I happen to know that Debbie Rosemont is a professional organizer, and she has a website name that speaks to the benefit that she provides. It's simplyplaced.com. That is a very powerful thing to do. And if you don't have, you know, I have broadcastyourbrilliance.com, byebyeboringbio.com. If people are looking for the solution to whatever is ailing them, they should be able to get simply placed and find what they're looking for, and you're a perfect example. So rock on, baby.
Thank you. So as I mentioned, the website is in redesign, which I'm really excited about, and I think we're probably about a week away from launching the new website. If you go to the About page and click on Founder, you'll see what was written as an introduction to me personally, not the business. And that was written, maybe 8 years or so ago. It's quite old.
Okay.
And then I know I sent you the bio, which is, I feel like, a really traditional kind of old school bio that is used if I'm being introduced as a workshop leader or trainer or speaker, that really just kind of covers what Simply Placed is, who I am, and a few what I hoped were kind of credibility building things so that people would look at, well, you know, what does she do? What is this company about? Why would we need her? And why would we hire Simply Placed?
Okay. So for the website about the founder, this is all about helping people. Like if I'm going back to the homepage, and I guess, well, I'm going to stay here because you said it's in redesign and I don't want to focus on things that are already being upgraded in real time. So what I'm intuiting is that, like when I was clipping on here, it's like there's the founder and there's the team.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds to me like it's not just you, it's a whole team of people who are unified on a common mission to help people in business or in residential make sure everything they need is simply placed so they can find it to be the most productive that they can be?
Right.
Is that fair?
Yes.
So
yeah.
What would happen on your bio if it said something just like that?
Mm-hmm.
It says, you know, the Simply Placed team has been effecting powerful transformations for residential and commercial clients who want to transform from chaos to something else. I just want you to start with a statement about who you've helped and for how long you've been doing it so that people are reading about themselves first.
Okay.
Because
so right now, If you just click on, don't click on the founder, but click on about, I tried to do something like that again. This was written years ago that just talks about us as a company and as a team.
Is this the about the founder page?
No, just click on the word about.
Oh, I see. Okay, maybe I was on the wrong place. I'm sorry.
All
okay.
Right. Weren't on the wrong place. The founder is me. This about was just a trying to do a short bit on the team in general and what we're committed to.
Okay, it's pretty good. I can see that. But what would make it even better? I mean, you're all pretty. You look great. You look like you like what you do. The pictures are great. When we were founded in, you're talking about the company.
Uh-huh.
And you were founded in 2003 on a mission to bring balance and control into clients' homes and lives through your professional organizing services. You're passionate about helping others achieve their goals through focus, organization, and productivity. Headquartered in Sammamish, we serve Seattle and the greater Seattle area. As our business has grown over the years, we've expanded our residential and business to include all these wonderful things that we do. So what I would like to know is, you know, you are only as good as the company that you keep. So are you allowed to showcase the logos of the quality companies that you have served in your many years of doing business?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are, visually, that would be very compelling for visual scanner-type learners who want to see big names like, I don't know, Microsoft, for example. Have you done work for Microsoft?
There's several large companies in the area that I could do that for, Microsoft, Costco. We've done work for the Seahawks. That's kind of a fun one.
So just let me say this about that. You really work for those clients. Those
uh-huh.
are top drawer hot dog clients. And just by showcasing their logos here as happy clients, it immediately differentiates you from every other generic professional organizing company that doesn't work for companies like that. It
okay.
immediately visually puts you in a completely different league.
And you would do that in this about type of page, not separately as a client list.
Well, I think that it's not a bad thing to duplicate.
Okay.
It's not a bad thing to duplicate. And when these fine clients, I mean, are these clients that you've worked with in an ongoing way over a period of time, or is it one-hit wonders and you keep on repeating?
Microsoft I've worked with in a number of groups with a number of groups and individuals over a number of years. Costco I worked with several times, not within the last year, though. Comcast, the same thing, 2009, 2010.
Here's my point about this. Isn't it a wonderful badge of it's a wonderful badge of credibility to be able to say that it's your honor and privilege to work with top drawer clients over years, over months, years, and beyond
mm-hmm.
because you become such an indispensable resource to advance their productivity, their focus, their clarity, their absence of chaos. That speaks volumes.
Okay,
what I
great.
Would say about what it says about you is it's okay, it's good, you've got all the right information in there, but it just seems kind of generic.
You mean boring?
Yeah, okay. So, like, just for fun, I mean, you know, it's simply placed. If there was a sassy soundbite that said something like, no matter the degree of your disorganization, there's a way for it to be simply placed, so you can make the most of every moment on earth. You know, some kind of a comment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've named your company It's Simply Placed because if people could just get some kind of system in place so they could find what they want it when they need it, their life is going to be immediately transformed for the better.
Right.
You see how conversational that is?
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you work with really high-end clients, really important clients, and they're very corporate, and you need to manage your tone of voice so that you are at one with them. But that doesn't mean you have to kick your personality to the curb.
Right.
So would you be comfortable kind of sassing this up just a little bit?
Yeah. And you know, we have the challenge and the opportunity that we have two pretty distinct audiences who would be reading this, and that is our residential clientele as well as our corporate clientele.
Okay.
So we try and keep both in mind, although in this and on the news site as well, we have distinct pages and places for residential prospects and business prospects.
Yes, I see that. Residential, business, events. So since you brought up earlier that you had a speaker page, one of the things that I was doing when I went to your website just now was to see where does it say Debbie speaks?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't.
Yeah.
And so the lesson for those of you who are listening on the call is if you speak, make it easy for people to find out what you speak about so that they can hire you to speak or invite you to speak to your perfect audience so more perfect people will find you. So that's sort of a, you know, hiding in plain sight kind of opportunity. So on your newly designed website, I absolutely want there to be a Debbie Rosemont Speaks page. Because it says, let's see, shop and register.
Well, if you, where I've got, and I consider myself less of a speaker and more of a workshop trainer. So I'm hired by companies or organizations to do a targeted workshop or speak on a topic that's relevant to their audience. And so I'm not really looking for keynote type opportunities.
What about Debbie's workshops?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, because I think
workshops, transformational, you know, organizations to transform your, you know, some kind of, give it a name, you know, yes. Workshops, training, something.
So it's hidden on the current website. It's under business and then targeted workshops. And I think that's the problem is there's a list of great topics and workshops there, but it's, a, you know, it's two pages deep.
Well, and, you know, targeted workshops, it would be just as effective with workshops.
Yeah.
Because the word targeted makes me wonder, well, what does that mean?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that means.
Right.
So, and I'm looking at your targeted workshops page now, and it says our productivity lessons can be delivered in 45 to 60-minute targeted workshops. I don't think you should call them that.
The reason that I did that is because I also do a more comprehensive half and full-day training. So I was trying to differentiate between the two, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what I might consider is, you know, you've given people lots and lots of choices here. There are lots of them. Multitasking makes you stupid, email intervention, go home, pretend you're dead, unearth your desk, we've got to stop meeting like this. These are kind of fun. Cross it off the list, networking effectively. So my question to you is, of all these topics, is there any three of them that are more popular and more fun and more productive for helping you accomplish the objective that you want than all the others?
I'm going to say yes, but it depends on your objective. So if I have an audience that's really struggling with wasted time in meetings, then I'm going to direct them to, we've got to stop meeting like this.
Okay.
If I have someone who says, wow, I can't believe how much time I spend in email and I, you know, don't know how to manage email, it's managing me, that's all I get done all day, then I'm going to direct them towards email intervention. So if you're saying narrow the list and bring the most popular up to the top, I could definitely pick 3 to 5 that are the most popular.
I think that would serve you, and I think it would serve your clients, and I'll tell you why. When there's too many choices, sometimes you've heard this said before that a confused mind never buys.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is, of all the services and products and offerings that you offer, I would venture to say that some of them generate the lion's share of your revenue, and some
right.
of them maybe not so much.
Right.
So if we're trying to be effective in the use of our time and creating the best possible result for our client and for our own business, wouldn't it be great if you got to just take that fabulous top three signature talks off the shelf that delivered the greatest impact, the greatest joy, the greatest transformation, and also made your life easier too?
Yeah.
Because the level of preparation that's required to have 15 really great talks ready to go is not to be underestimated. So if you kept your focus on the three that absolutely invited your ideal client to take that next step forward that you wanted them to take and you absolutely loved doing it and it was productive and purposeful and you could see the results, your life is going to be easier, their life is going to be better, and isn't that a good opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a suggestion I would make.
Okay.
And then this is something else. I know there are other speakers on the call, but if you do workshops or presentations, remember there are a lot of folks, meeting planners and other decision makers, that are going to say, I'd like to see your video or hear your audio or read about what people have said about your talks.
Mm-hmm.
And so having testimonials about what audience members say and how they rave, or what meeting planners say and how they rave, or even having a list of places where you've spoken before so people can see that you're speaking at Microsoft and important clients with names that we all consider household names. It just lends that additional level of credibility so that people can get to a yes decision faster. And then how can they book you? Because it's got all this list, but at the bottom, I would love to say, oh, it says here, contact Debbie, but what if it said your call to action? And it was really big, so a skimmer could easily find it.
Mm-hmm.
And haven't you also written a book, Debbie?
Yes.
So what would happen, and wouldn't this be a great way to monetize your expertise? Be sure to ask about volume quantity discounts on Debbie Rosemont's popular and best-selling organization books and curriculum, something like that.
Okay.
Because wouldn't it be swell? Maybe they didn't have the money to pay you to do the talk, but what if they had $5,000 to make sure everyone in the room got to buy the book, got to
mm-hmm.
have the book and take it home?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you be transforming lives just by having people take their book home? So don't forget to monetize the expertise you've already put into a book and make a mention of it there.
Okay.
So that's probably about all I can do in the short time that we have. Is that feeling pretty good?
That's really helpful. Great ideas.
And are you going to do some action on the? Oh, I was going to say, get a video. Get yourself on video.
Yep.
Because when people can see you and hear you and see the audience react to you, it just makes it an easy yes for decision. And what would happen in your life if you had 15 gigs planned for next year and they were all going to pay your preferred rate just because they saw you on video, saw how professionally you presented yourself, and you were in front of perfect people who were creating a wait list of clients for all of your busy organizers to serve? What would then happen?
That would be fantastic.
Your whole game would change.
Mm-hmm.
So I just would love for you to stay in touch with me and let me see the transformation. And then I want to make a request of all of you. You know, this is a free call, and I'm really happy to do it because it's so much fun for me. But if you enjoy what I've shared with you and feel compelled to post to my business Facebook page that you got some value, I would consider that great psychic compensation. So if you are someone who's on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/Nancy Jetten, J-U-E-T-T-E-N. And if you have gained value from the call so far, would you go there and like me on the page and actually say, boy, what Nancy could do in 15 minutes really changed the game for me, something like that. I would really, really appreciate it because the bio doc is in right now and I want her to come back again and again and there to be demand for it, and you could really help me make that happen. So, Debbie, can I count on you to do that?
You got it. Consider it done.
Thank you. I knew because it's simply placed. Thank you so much.
Thank
okay.
you.
Bye-bye. All right. So let's see. This is a name that's very unfamiliar to me, and I'm going to call on you, Henan Atkinson. Say hello.
Oh, that's me.
Hi.
Hi, it's Terry Monroe. How are you?
It's so nice to meet you. Where would I find you online and where to take a look at your story?
We are just relaunching our site because we went through a firm split. But you could go to my LinkedIn profile because I've got kind of a draft bio I'd like you to look at.
Okay, great. I'm going to LinkedIn right now, and I'm going to log in, and I'm doing that with one hand. Thank you, everybody, for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if it's going to let me in. Terry Monroe, your name sounds familiar to me. Do we know each other?
I don't think so, but I've been I'm on the mailing list.
Oh,
sure,
very good. All right.
On your list.
So if I want to find you, would I find you, where would I search for you?
Search for just, I think it's linkedin.com/in/Terry Monroe, and that's TerriMunro. And I shot it to you on the webinar, like, request as well, so maybe that's
Oh,
familiar.
Okay. Did you say M?
UNMURO.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let me just see if it will let me see you. National Director of Recruitment at Building Educated Leaders for Life?
No, I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Greater Atlanta. I see. I wonder if it will let me see you. It's one of those things that it won't let me see you because we're not yet connected. Okay, so we're going to say, I'm going to say you're a friend.
Okay.
And I'm going to, so I'll tell you what, it's going to, you have to go in and say that you accept me. So can I come back to you in about 5 minutes and help someone else while you're saying yes to me?
You could, but I'm right here logged in.
Okay, all right.
Oh, I'm accepting you.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry,
she's accepted
else.
Me. Okay, let's see, Terry. TerriMunro. Certified financial, are you the certified financial planner?
I am.
Oh,
I
you
am.
Know, I'm. Did you know that I'm married to a certified financial planner?
Oh, I didn't.
I know a little bit about
so
this.
So you know all about our restrictions, which is sometimes kind of hard on these marketing things.
Oh, I so get it. So speaking of which, I got to tell you, well, you. So here I'm on your website, and it says CFP registration mark,
mm-hmm.
Greater Atlanta Area Financial Services, HC. Are you work for a CPA firm, or are you a CPA firm?
We have an affiliated CPA firm, yes.
Okay.
No, I'm not a CPA, but they're all throughout the building.
Okay, so is it going to let me?
You go to the summary is.
It's not letting me see you, Terry, but I want to tell you what I noticed about this already.
Okay.
You know what a CFP is, and I know what a CFP is.
But nobody else.
But some other people don't.
Okay.
And what I know about a CFP is that there's a very small percentage of financial professionals in America who have gone to the level of training, study, and ethical guidelines to earn this designation. It's really a differentiator for you.
Right.
And so say what it is. You're
okay.
A certified financial planner professional. And who do you work with?
HC Advisor.
Pardon?
Independent.
No, who are your clients? That's my question.
Oh, I specialize in helping women who are just becoming financial leaders in their lives. So they're either getting divorced or they're widowed or they're kind of in the accumulation phase in a publicly traded company.
And when you work with these people, what then happens for them?
Well, I take them through a process. This is what I wrote while I was listening to your last teardown. Let's see.
Oh,
I take
clients, teardown, is that what you call it?
Yeah. Teardown to build up, right?
What did you write down?
Okay, I take clients from confused to empowered by a process of supportive, jargon-free financial advice through life's tough times to the good times.
Oh, not bad. Not bad. Say the first part again.
I take clients from confused to empowered.
Okay, so that right there, I want to talk about that. I help clients. That is very nonspecific.
Oh, okay.
I help women in transition. I help women at midlife or better navigate something, you know. Just yesterday I was working with a financial planner, and we came up with something really wonderful for her because she said, I help women make sense of their money. And it's like, well, what kind of women? Are they single women? Are they married women? Are they divorced women? Are they gay and lesbian women? I don't know. You know, what kind of women? It's too generic. And so we were nailing it down, and she says, well, you know, if you work with women who are in a lot of debt, you know that you can get them out of debt, but do they have the money to pay your fees, right? So you definitely want to target people who can afford to pay your service. So sometimes we get in the habit of saying, I don't know who my client is, so I'm just going to call them a client, right? But that
right.
doesn't really work. So I just want to tell you what this person we came up with for her because I think it'll be a really good example. So bear with me for a second. This is Bridget Burgess, and she says, I help midlife women put their dollars to the highest and best use so they can love the lives they create with every financial move they make.
Oh, that's...
Do you see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
We know who she serves. She's at sppartners.net, by the way, Bridget Burgess. I help midlife women, that's who she helps, put their dollars to the highest and best use, that's the best outcome, so that they can love their lives that they create with every financial move they make. And just by hearing that one line of text, you pretty much know whether or not you belong in her practice. And if the
right.
outcome that she helps you achieve is one that you want for yourself, and hopefully there's a friendly, pretty picture of her and there is of you that makes you look like someone I'd actually want to meet and have coffee with and actually explore what could happen for me if you were the one that was helping me. So I want you to work on a statement like that. Who do you help?
Okay.
Just not just clients.
Okay.
Because clients is just, it's just like bread, eggs, and milk.
Right. I help women who are just becoming financial leaders in their lives through divorce, widowhood, or climbing the corporate ladder. Is that too broad?
Well, I think it's getting there, and I think that what I really want you to think about is when you see that person's name in your inbox
mm-hmm.
or you see them on your caller ID, is your heart palpitating because you can't wait to talk to them? Of all the women that you were just describing, are there certain women that you just feel such an affinity for that if your practice was full of just those people, how much better would your life be?
Yeah. Yeah,
and I want you to, because when I was working with Bridget on this, she started really generic, like towing the corporate line, because sometimes in firms there's all kinds of CFPs. I've got a husband that's a CFP, and he works with busy professional people who want to take care of their money so they can have more time to do what they love.
Mm-hmm.
Busy professional people. Busy professional people absolutely need to have help with their financial lives because they don't have time to handle it themselves and they want somebody credible, capable, credentialed to make sure it gets done. So I want you to identify an ideal target audience that you so love and so resonate with that when they read this about you on your LinkedIn profile, they at least know what you do and who they serve so they know that they belong with you.
Right.
And
right.
hopefully there's an invitation for people to have some kind of a introductory meeting. What do you want people to do when they find out about you?
Yes, on the on the website we're going to have, you know, an email or an opt-in at the first page, like you say, a call to action. But we got to find a sweetener of some type.
Like some kind of a special thing that
mm-hmm.
you can offer to people?
Yeah, like a white paper, you know, kind of.
So since you want to offer, you know, a white paper. Oh, I can't wait to get that white paper.
No, I don't know what it does. Something good. Something fast, short, actionable that people can be instantly gratified when they open it up.
Okay, so I'm just going to be creating something in a couple of days that's actually going to go live on my website. It's going to be called Your Quick Quiz to Figure Out How Ready You Are to Get Ready, Known, and Paid.
Mm-hmm.
What's really great about this is Your Quick Quiz. It's yours. It's quick. And it's hopefully going to reveal something interesting that they need to know so that they can want to journey forward with you to get the answers. So don't lead with something dry and boring. It sounds voluminous like a white paper. In the financial world, goodness gracious, there's so many, you know, year-end tax strategies. There's how to make, you know, all kinds of yummy things that you can do, how to help your kid fund your kid's college education without bankrupting your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's an interesting subject. Do you help people with that?
Yeah.
That would be juicy.
The juicy sign-up.
Pardon me?
Juicy sign-up gift.
Yes, I want it to be something that, first off, it needs to be an area of expertise that you really shine in, where when people
mm-hmm.
call to ask you about it, you can be amazing. And number two, it needs to be something eminently useful. And number three, and this is the most important thing, is it absolutely needs to make logical sense so that they will want to take another step forward with you as their guide. Because if you, for example, are just getting your website up and you don't have anybody on your list, is yours a fairly new practice or what is?
My personal one is, yes.
Okay.
I'm with another.
Well, when you have a brand new practice and a brand new website, you know, it's like if you build it, will they come? Well, if you build and you give them something juicy that they can download so they can actually get to that know, like, and trust place fast so that they actually want to pick up the phone and call you, What if 100 people downloaded that special report and loved it so much that they took you up on your offer to have a 30-minute laser session to see how you could journey forward with them together? That would be 10 people investing wisely to have you be their financial planner, and you'd be in the tall cotton pretty fast.
Yeah.
So make it juicy.
Okay. The other quick question I have, and then I know you probably want to get on to other wonderful listeners, but is, do I need to set up one that is just targeted towards my audience? Because the firm is different, right? So the firm, the partner of the firm, and there's myself as the associate, has a different target client base than I do. So the free gift should be different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, and I want to tell you, you know, this is really close to home because this is a landscape that I know very well because I'm married to a CFP, okay? And I don't know you, and I've never met you before, so this is not a plant. I just want everyone who's listening to know that. My husband has a certified financial planning practice, and his expertise is working with busy professional people who want to have their money taken care of so can they have more time to do what it is that they love. He recently hired a financial planner who's a woman because his practice was growing. Mm-hmm. Her emphasis is slightly different. So she filled out client attracting bio template number 3, which is part of the Bye-Bye Boring Bio premium program, and wrote this like the first week of September. I took a look at it to make it a little bit better. They posted it on the website. A week later, someone came to his website, read about his team, read about Amy, and wrote to Steve, my husband, and said, I want to work with Amy. Can you set up an appointment? And it was just that fast.
Yeah.
So the reason I tell you that is that a client-attracting bio that speaks to who you love to work with and the transformation that you bring about for those fine people that is readily available 24/7. You know, these people at Merrill Lynch where they all say trusted experience and guide and they say nothing with a whole lot of words that mean nothing, they don't create relationship. So what's to prevent you from really saying who you want to work with? Is it y'all come, can't wait to be of service, or are there some people that you just really light up when you get a chance to work with them?
Yeah, I mean, definitely my passion is helping women going through the divorce.
Yeah.
My bio on the corporate website, and don't worry about my own website yet.
I want you to be you wherever you are, so the experience people have with you is not blah, 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 boring and boilerplate, but when they see you, they know that that's the real thing. Why hide? Why try to hide behind a bushel basket when you've got this light that should shine that can really make a difference? There are other financial planners at the firm that probably don't have the same passion for serving that group that you do. Does
right.
the firm require that you work with everybody, or do you get to actually build your practice to be aligned with the way you want to serve?
No, I mean, I can build my practice however I want.
So then build it to attract the people that you're here to serve in a way that lights you up, and your life will be better. You'll make a powerful transformation for those people, and you won't be wringing your hands trying to be everything to everybody.
Right.
Does that feel pretty good?
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. So thank you so much. I'm so glad you're here. And you are Terry Monroe, and I have you right here on a different line, so I'm going to just say thank you for being here. So it is 1:08, and I've been going at this for an hour. And so for our regularly scheduled commercial break, I would like to share a little bit of information and something very exciting that I hope you find intoxicating. You probably know by now that I am the creator of Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium, and I really love doing this coaching and creating in the moment to help people get their problems solved with their stories so they can actually attract clients, speaking gigs, and media interviews as soon as possible. And for a long, long time, people have been asking me, can you please take a look at my bio and make it better? Is there some way you can make that work out for me? And so I created this bio doc as in idea with the idea that maybe this would be the way to give you what you need and give me what I need also. So what I'd love for you to do is there is a web page I'd like you to visit. It's authenticvisibility.com/bye-bye-boring-bio-premium. And there is a hyphen between each of those words, bye-bye-boring-bio-premium. If you go there, you can read about the Bye-Bye Boring Bio Premium bundle that is my flagship product that helps you prepare and share your story so you can get known to get paid. And what I would love for you to do, if you love the BioDoc is in session, the whole month of November, anyone who treats themselves to this high value and very affordable bundle will get to sign up and be part of 4 BioDoc is in sessions that I'll be holding on November, 4 Fridays in November, which would be the 2nd, the 9th, the 16th, and the 30th. So from 9 to 10:30 on each of those 4 Fridays, I am going to be in to help all of you make your bios better because you've invested to get this useful tool that's going to be a part of your business success library forever, and you're going to get access to me to actually help you make your stories better. I've never done this before, but I think with a brand new year coming, everybody needs a little extra hand-holding, personal attention, and support to make their bios better so that they don't stumble and bumble along for a moment longer and actually really stand out in the best possible way that they can. So for the entire, from now until the end of November, anyone who treats themselves to Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium, which is my flagship bundle of products that absolutely will give you what you need to get a new client as soon as possible by telling a story better than you ever thought you could in record time, you're also going to get those 4 Fridays with me when the BioDoc is in to get that extra help that you might need. So if that resonates for you, I would encourage you to take steps as soon as possible to treat yourself because I can't wait to do this again with you and really be a powerful catalyst in your transformation to attracting clients. So that concludes our commercial. And now I'm going to go back to calls to see who I might help. And I am going to call on Cindy Melton. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome.
How's this call going for you?
I love it. You are, this is very, very, very helpful and beneficial.
Good. So what shall we be talking about today? I know you had the good foresight to send me something ahead of time. So smart, smart Cindy. So shall we talk about what you sent me before and what I think we ought to do to make it better?
That would be good. I like the newest one.
Okay. So Cindy is an amazing woman, CindyMelton.com. And let me tell you about Cindy, and this is something I really want to do. I'm going to lower all the hands for a minute because I want to see about a vote. So don't worry, people. I'm going to be here on the call for a while, and Cindy, you stay. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
So I'm lowering the hands. I want to take a vote. Can you still hear me, Cindy?
I can.
Okay, very good. I'm going to read this aloud, and I want everyone who's on the call to comment with a raised hand if this actually helps you understand what she does. I help stressed-out women entrepreneurs perform emergency CPR on their lives, work, and businesses. Working together, we resuscitate cash flow to create sustainable financial and spiritual wealth. What do you think about that? Hands are going up. I want to ask Kevin Mobley what he thinks. Kevin, what do you think about that?
Hi, this is actually Stacey Mobley.
Oh, hi, Stacey. How are you?
Hi, good. It's great. It was very clear just from the first sentence you read. I was like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what she does.
Very good. I'm going to thank you so much for chiming in. And let's ask the person from Positive Steps, what do you think?
I thought it was very powerful and very clear. And I like the positive upbeat about it.
Very good. Isn't this validating? Who else wants to comment about that statement? Because I think it's always nice to get feedback. I'm just going to go over to the web and see if anybody's asked a question there. Let's see. Oh, there's Stacey Mobley. Okay. All right. Well, I just want to say, Cindy, somebody's on a cell phone right here from Virginia, Washington, Virginia. What do you say?
Sandra Jemison?
Yes, did you
Is
hear
that? Is that what you have?
What did you think about Cindy's comment?
I thought it was absolutely powerful. Actually, I was thinking, wow, I need to connect with her.
And if you want to do that, Cindy, is your website alive yet?
It is not. However,
so,
it will be live next week.
Anybody who wants to reach anybody who they've met by reading their wonderful story can send me an email, and I'll play middleman for you. How's that?
fabulous.
Great. Thanks,
so,
Nancy.
So thank you for chiming in. So, Cindy, that's pretty exciting that people said immediately that they loved it. What do you think? How are you feeling about it?
For those people that know me and know my background, this bio says it all for me.
Awesome.
And this is it.
And so how does that, so there's a level of confidence in you that is renewed so you can stand in and on this and talk about it wherever you go, correct?
Correct.
So another thing that's on Cindy's bio, it says, Cindy believes in purposeful entrepreneurship as a way to create world change, build successful debt-free businesses that fuel prosperity, and fund causes that make a big difference. Working together, clients transform from crisis, confusion, and cash poor to calm, clear, and cash flow comfortable in as few as 90 days. How does that land for folks on the call? Hit star 2 if you'd like to comment. How does it land for you, Cindy? That's the most important question. Cindy? Did I lose you? I think I lost Cindy. Well, Cindy, I think you rocked it. And, oh, there you are. Cindy, I'm sorry. How does it land for you when you heard that aloud, me reading it?
I like it.
Okay. Well, I think that this is, you know, what the reason I want to call you out is that for many people, figuring out who you are and who you serve and why it matters and why people would be willing to invest to get the benefit, it's a very challenging exercise. It may feel like you're giving birth to a baby, even though you've never been a parent before. You may not have been expecting how difficult it would be. But when you really go through the exercise and figure out who your people are and what you do for them and what outcome delivers to them when they have the good fortune to work with you, and you can say it with a few well-chosen words, it's what they call the head whip reaction. People say, wow, that's amazing. I can't wait to meet this person. And someone already on the call had that same reaction. So if you had that same call or reaction about Cindy's comment and you want to meet her, it's a new business, but isn't it so exciting that she's got her message nailed so powerfully that she can journey forward with absolute confidence? And that's what I want for everyone who's on this call. So, Cindy, are there other questions I can answer for you right now? Or do you?
Well, Nancy, can I put something in for the listeners that are on this call?
Sure.
The Bye-Bye Boring bio workbook and going through all of those exercises has been an extremely helpful learning experience. And I've gone through many bios. And going through, I want to say that for those people that buy that book and go through the whole thing, they'll be able to get more of an understanding of everything that you teach. And I think that the one chapter for that that's free for those that are listening, that once they read that chapter, they need to get the book, the whole book.
Well, see, that's what I think, too, and I thank you for so much for the powerful endorsement, because here's what I know from working with thousands of clients around the world over the last few years is that people struggle first, like you did, Cindy, saying who you are and what you do and who you do it for and what the outcome is. It's really it's like giving birth. But once you've come up with something, you're then saying to yourself, how many people in the world can I share this with so that they will actually know where I am so that they can have the good fortune to work with me? And how can I get the media to interview me so that I can help even more people around the world? And how can I get invited to bigger stages so that I can get invited to speak to much larger audiences and affect a powerful transformation? So once you've prepared your story, then you absolutely have to learn how to share your story, and then you have to learn how to monetize your message so that you can actually make money from these offerings that you provide. And that is really what my business is all about, and this Bye-Bye Boring Bio Premium Bundle gives you everything you need to both prepare and share your story so you can prosper in the spotlight. So thank you for the wonderful endorsement, and I can't wait to see what next you create with your business because your message is so on point. So you rock, Cindy. Thanks so much.
And you know, what better mentor?
Oh,
you're the best.
Thank you. That's great psychic compensation. Go to Facebook and post that, would you please?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So let's see who we have here. We have more folks calling. I'm going to go back to Stacy and say hello. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
So would you like to have your place in front of the bio doc?
Yes, thank you.
So I saw that you had sent me something in the email I saw. I can't call in, but here you are. Here's your bio right there online. Way to follow the directions. Rocking and rolling here. Okay, together we can create vibrant health, TM. So I'm on your homepage. So where do you want me to focus right now?
And I'm still working on this website. So either the homepage or my about me. My about Dr. Mulvey's pretty boring, but I know you're probably going to say that.
Well, Dr. Stacy, I have heard this expression vibrant health quite a few times in the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know that when you're at the grocery store or at the soccer game or at the local networking event, when people are complaining about their aches and pains and what they want out of life, what words do they really use to say what they want? Do they say, I want vibrant health?
No.
Or do they say, I want to feel and look better now? Or I want more energy.
Something different.
Pardon me?
Sorry, they just want something different, they would say.
And so the reason I'm calling that out is because I'm on your homepage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, together we create vibrant health, but I'm not palpitating at the prospect because I don't really get what vibrant health is. You know, sometimes you can say, you know, to go from couch potato to first in line at the amusement park, there's a transformation there that we're speaking about that people are thinking, boy, I want some of that for myself. I'll have what she's having. But creating vibrant health, I'm just not sure we've nailed it. And the other thing I'm noticing is we're not really nailing who our ideal person is right out of the box. I see that you're a naturopathic doctor who listens and cares about your success. You specialize in helping women, just like you, regain control of their health. But I had to go through two paragraphs to know that women were your target audience.
Okay.
So you want to get to the women first. Low-energy women ready to change that for the better yesterday are flocking here to get the help they need. Earlier we were talking to Dr. Mary Pellissé, and it was like, all the help without the hype. That's
mm-hmm.
her line. But you can see how that's cool, you know. All the help
mm-hmm.
without, all the natural help without the hype. Your naturopathic method. But that's the way people talk, you know, in a conversational tone. You're about to discover a seven-step approach to clear thinking, balanced energy, and the ability to soar throughout your day, whether you're in the home office or traveling around the world, without crazy yo-yo diets, cookie-cutter health programs, and a doctor who does not have time to listen to your concerns. So there's an ache and pain you're talking about here, which is people are tired of having to be on drive-through medicine, and they want someone who really will pay attention to them and solve their problem at the source.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I love that, and I actually love that drive-through medicine because it will make me feel more comfortable to type the way people listen and speak versus being more formal.
And I think that is a huge, huge takeaway for everyone who's on this call is, you know, I have a degree in marketing, and I studied English, and I love the English language, and I can find more words than God made little green apples to describe a whole variety of things. Where I find I'm the most effective is with straight talk where I'm reflecting back the aches and pains and concerns of people in the world who are suffering in language that really lands for them. I'll never forget I was on the call with Christine Closer, and she said she has something called the Transformational Author Experience, and she said, Nancy, I'm suffering from the bio cringe. I have bio, my bio needs resuscitation. My bio needs emergency triage. And I thought, oh, my gosh, out of the mouths of clients comes the perfect complaints that serve as fabulous copy points for my website. And so, you want to get people off the roundabout of drive-through medicine and to land squarely in your care so that they can actually be heard, seen, and cured. I just did that right on the spot. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
How does that feel?
I love it.
How do you feel about that?
I love it because that's exactly what you got to the heart of what I wanted to say. I want to make sure you're heard. I want to make sure I understand what's going on with you and then get to the root cause of the problem and not just palliate symptoms.
Okay. So I want you to change your homepage to say that. And then another thing on your homepage, we've already talked about this, but if you've got the standard join our mailing list, healthy tips, advice, and more. Make whatever you're giving people something that's targeted to those women to know that you're the perfect solution to the problem, or give them something that's targeted to them. Because right now it's join our mailing list. Like, are you palpitating? You know, who on the call is palpitating?
Do you want to get the title of my free gift that I'm going to put up there?
And you want me to create it for you right this very second?
Do you want me to tell you the title that I have? And
sure,
tell me what you think
sure,
about
tell
it?
Me. So what is it? What does it say?
So the 5 health myths that are keeping you fat, sick, stuck, and broke, and what to do about it.
Can you say that one more time slower so we can all hear it?
Okay, so the 5 health myths that are keeping you fat, tired, sick, and broke, and what to do about it.
Now we're talking. That's something that people would download with rapid acceleration. I want that to be up as soon as possible. Is your
okay.
practice new by any chance?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So something that I, you know, was a painful thing for me, but a coach I was working with asked me, how many people were on my newsletter list? Mm-hmm. And I, you know, had list shame and didn't want to tell him. He says, how many people were on your list a year ago? And I had list shame and I didn't want to tell him. But he said, this is your wake-up call. Figure out how many people are on your list today. Set a big, hairy, audacious goal of how big your list you want it to be a year from now, and then be relentless in driving people to your website so you can have more opportunity to have relationships with perfect people who need what it is that you provide. And I can now say without any shame that I went from 3,300 people on my list to over 10,000 in a year and a half. And my business has never been better, and I feel so grateful that somebody finally told me to pay attention to that. So if your business is new, make sure there's a sassy, provocative report that people can get where they can get the transformation or a taste of the transformation so they absolutely want to take another card with you so you can grow your practice, grow your influence, your impact, and your income as you help people around the world. Make sense?
Makes sense. Thank you.
So then I just want to go back to you. I'm just going to see if I've got more to say about you. Contact Dr. Stacy. One thing I want to say, this is a common thing. Some people want to get known in the media. Some people want to attract more clients. Some people want lots of interviews. But what you have now for the contact Dr. Stacy is a contact form where people have to fill in their information. But you don't offer your telephone number or an email address or anything like that. And if somebody wants to find their way to fabulous right away, why do they have to fill out a form? Why can't they just call you or send you an email? You know, I think that would be so much better. Make it easy for them. I'm sorry?
No, that's a good point because I had it up there and someone told me to take it down.
I'm sorry, Stacey, you're speaking not very clearly. So can you say that again?
Can you hear me now? It's the cell phone. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I said I was told to take it down, so it's nice to know that I could put that back up there. That's okay to have my email and phone number.
How are they
going to
make an appointment with you if they can't call? You know, this is a funny thing from my own life. My husband, I love my husband, 25 years married. He's a financial planner, pretty successful. So his business coach says to him, what do you want people to do as a direct result of visiting your site? Mm-hmm. He said, I want them to call me to have a consultation so we can see if it's a perfect fit. He said, you want them to call you on the phone, right? He said, yeah. He says, I'm on your homepage. Your phone number isn't anywhere to be found. If you want people to call you, put your phone number so there so they can do it. If you want people to send you an email to schedule an appointment, do that. But just don't be there and not give them a way to get closer, because you're not going to get very fast, very far that way. That's a little bit of straight talk, but I do it with love.
No, it sounds good. Thank you.
So I know we have lots of other folks on the call, and I want to go do some, pay some attention to the people who are calling in on the web so you don't feel excluded, and there's still going to be great stories to tell. We just might not hear their voices. So if you're just now joining us, if you want to get the free gift, which gives you the first chapter of Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium, the website to visit is authenticvisibility.com/free gift. And if you know you absolutely need to have more time with the bio doc and you want the whole month of November to get this kind of help, go to authenticvisibility.com/buy-buy-boring-bio-premium with dashes between each of the words, and you can make your purchase, and those four call instructions will be forwarded to you so we can spend even more time together. So there you go. Going over to the Q&A to see if we can take care of some people. We took care of Mary. We took care of Stacy. There's Anne in West Hollywood. Would love to have my Twitter or LinkedIn checked. Here's my Twitter profile. So I am going to go there and look at your Twitter profile, Anne. And I'm just going to speak live and in the moment because let's see if it will let me in. Okay. Anne Toole. Hiya, speaker, sometimes author, writer, and narrative designer here. I focus on games, scripted television, animation, comics, and transmedia. Come out and play. And then she has her website, writingiswriting.wordpress.com. So, Anne, I wish you were on the telephone so I could speak with you live, but I'm going to give some general comments about Twitter profiles that will hopefully be useful to you and everyone who's on the call. You have 160 characters to say what you want to say and engage people to want to follow you. And you do have 2,000 people following you and 2,000 people that you are following, so that's very respectable, so good for you. But speaker, sometime author, writer, and narrative designer here, I focus on games, scripted television. What I don't know is who you serve, and that seems kind of important. It seems like you do a lot of interesting things, but we don't know who you serve. And I don't know if you want clients. You're inviting people to come out and play, but it seems a little nonspecific about what you want people to do because you're wearing a lot of hats. So I want you to, I mean, it's certainly engaging and friendly, but I don't know that it's going to be as effective as it could be if you were to say something like, I guess I'm going to go to writingiswriting.com to see what else I can learn about you. How's that? I'm following the yellow brick road. You're a writer. It says about me. Writers Guild nominee Anne Toole is a creative writer whose credits include computer games, television, drama, comics, and short fiction. With a penchant for telling stories with a light tone and dark underbelly, she prefers writing contemporary mysteries. She's currently a writer on the hit web series The Lizzie Bennet Diaries. She started her career in television, has worked in syndication, cable, broadcast, etc., etc. Aside from her creative writing, she's contributed chapters to some really cool things. She's invited to speak on the future of entertainment. So I guess what I would ask you, Anne, is what do you really want to have happen? Do you want to invite the perfect writing? It sounds like you're an independent professional that gets to do whatever she wants whenever she wants to, and that's a beautiful, enviable lifestyle. But you also have a lot of personality and a lot of text here, so what about putting some subheadings and such so that people can follow the yellow brick road and know the headlight, the highlights. And then I'm going back to your home page to see what might be there. Write a book, watch a book. So I think that's what I'm going to talk to you about, your Twitter profile. I think you need to say what you really want to have happen, as well as getting people to that know, like, and trust place fast. They want to like you, they want to follow you. You've obviously got 2,000 people following you, but I guess I didn't learn enough to know exactly what you wanted to have happen, and I think that would be the opportunity. So I'm going to go to Joe Eifeld in Berkeley, California, and he's asking me to take a look, and I'm doing that right now. So thank you for being there. He says, look at the home page under the fold on the RHS in blue. Oh, success reboot. Achieve true success in work and in life. A PhD success coach for busy professionals and entrepreneurs. Ding, ding, ding. Nice job, Joe. Are you sick and tired of daily stress and anxiety, a never-ending to-do list that only grows, working so darn hard every day and night and never having enough energy and time for what's truly important to you? Aren't you ready to take back control and start living life on your terms? Holy cow, this sounds very exciting. Yes, Joe, I want the free Success Reboot Total Life Breakthrough Kit, so I'm on my way to achieving more success in my life and work today. Sign me up. This is great. I gotta say, this is really great. And for the person I was speaking to before, she says, are you sick and tired of all these things and ready to do something about it? You had me at hello. I wish you were live on the call because I would really like to talk to you because this is really good. She says, get the free Success Reboot Total Life Breakthrough Kit, and she offers the Happy Now book, the Stop the Chaos, 6 Steps to Find Flow in Your Work Life, and Speaking of Success Zine, strategies to go from simply surviving to truly thriving. There's so much juicy content here, I can't wait to get started. You know what, Joe? I wish you were on the phone so I could talk to you because this is really good. If I find a place where I can read more about you, where would I do that? I think I just did that. But I guess I'd give you an A+. I honestly would. I hope that helps. I'm going to go back to the phone because it's fun to do that, too. I see. Oh, there you are. Oh, I'm so excited. Joe.
Hey, there I am, yes.
Awesome. How is your business? Is business good?
It's growing. You know, I'm still new. And I do have an about page if you wanted to look at it. I feel like I'm trying to get through who I am really coming through on the website.
So if I wanted to find out about you more, where would I find that?
You can do the / and then do about.
Okay, so I'm going to make one suggestion.
Okay.
This is just, you know, make it easy. My friend Alice Cunningham said, make it easy to own, easy to buy, and easy to refer. So like here I'm thinking, people go to the website and they read your message, they read what your qualifications are, who you serve, what happens for them. They're thinking, holy cow, she looks nice, she looks friendly, her message is good, her video is there. I'll watch that subsequently. But I'm thinking, what if I wanted to know more about you? I can't find a little tabs anywhere that says about me. And
right.
So I'm stuck. So I want there. You can put that somewhere so people can find it, because otherwise they're not going to be able to take that next step.
Right, right.
So now I'm there.
Okay.
I help entrepreneurs to scale their businesses while creating a life filled with more freedom and fun with the people they love. Scale their businesses while creating a life filled with more freedom and fun with the people they love. So when you say scale their businesses, you're suggesting employing the power of leverage?
Yeah, basically growing their business. I was just trying not to say grow their business everywhere, so I was sort of using scale as a synonym.
Do you help people grow their business fast?
I help people grow their business mindfully.
Well, why don't you know, what about mindful growth? You know, because mindful growth is a whole different ballgame versus random
right.
growth. Mindful, strategic, thoughtful, sustainable,
okay.
Other kinds of words. I believe that it's crazy to own a business you don't love, and too many entrepreneurs have lost the joy they initially had in their business. I believe that working too hard for too long doesn't help anyone, you, your customers. When you're overwhelmed and stuck, I know it's difficult. It's tempting to look for quick fixes. In my experience, one-size-fits-all solutions don't work. My backstory. So is your business somewhat new? Or?
Yeah, it's just about a year old now.
Okay. One little mistake we're making in the why is there's too many I's.
Okay.
Too many I's and all the other vowels get lonely. So before your how your backstory serves people versus before devoting myself, I owned all these, did all this other stuff. Slowly the tension. Oops, something just happened. Your site just went away. I just lost you. Don't go away. I'm still here. Thanks, everybody. Oh, shoot. Something just happened where I have to. What is the website again? I'm so sorry.
Successreboot.com and then about.
I got it. Okay, there was a little blip on the line. Success reboot. The business. Okay, there's some kind of weirdness happening where I keep on. I'm going to make a comment about what to do on your about page.
Okay.
Just generally speaking, because for some reason it keeps on clicking me off, and I don't know why.
Okay.
There needs to be what I call the four S's: stunning results, sassy sound bites, succinct stories, and social information to help people get to that know, like, and trust place with you. And when you talk all about yourself, but you don't cover those points, sometimes you lose your reader. So earlier in the call, we talked about Mary Pellissey, who had a sassy soundbite at the top of her story that said, "The problems that exist in the world today cannot be solved by the level of thinking that created them."
Mm-hmm.
What I'm suggesting is at the top of your about page, maybe you could have a statement of philosophy that has more personality in it.
Okay.
That will get people to fall in love with you right out of the box. Something that speaks your philosophy and lets people know that they've landed in the right place, that they can't wait to read more. Oh, it keeps on booting me. It's giving me, enjoy the blog, get my free entrepreneurial breakthrough kit. That's what's happening. When your pop-up kicks people off your site, when you're trying to deliver some kind of useful information, it may not be the most effective thing for
pop
a call
up.
Like this.
Yeah. I will talk to my web designer about that. Thank you for that feedback. Because it doesn't do it for me, Chris, because I've seen it.
Right.
So that's really good to know.
It says, "I meet so many amazingly talented entrepreneurs who are suffering. They think up-leveling their business is just a matter of developing a better business plan." You see, this is what we call burying the lead. The very best thing that's relevant to your reader is at the very bottom.
Okay.
So what would happen if it said something like, "Amazingly talented entrepreneurs who are suffering in overwhelm and are afraid to up-level their business have learned to consider me their go-to resource to step through the next door of opportunity to feel great about their growth. Since whatever year it is, I've helped with entrepreneurs and small business owners who are ready to develop that inner leadership skill to take their business to the next level. I'd love to work with you." Here's a little bit about me. But if you move the little bit about them first, they're going to feel really included. And then they're going to want to read more. It's just like when you go to a networking event, the person that talks about herself all the time ends up being alone.
Right.
Where everybody wants to go to the hors d'oeuvres. You know? So that's what I call burying the lead. So move the bottom to the top and then talk about yourself.
Okay.
And then when you have subheadings, don't just say about Joe, why, my backstory. Make the heading relevant to the outcome that's waiting or how this serves you or why you, you know, why now, why this. Give them a little bit more to hold on to so that they want to read the rest of it. Because sometimes just the words hanging out there like that don't intoxicate or invite them to read in more. Does that make sense?
Yes. No, that's very helpful.
And so
and
then
I'm super glad it's being recorded.
Oh, good. Yeah. So then I'm going to the Contact Joe page just to see what I'm going to find when I get there. Oh, you've got one of those forms. You were there for the reason. It does say you can also reach me at. I would move this up.
Okay.
Because people are already overwhelmed, and you're going to make them fill out a form, too.
Okay.
Right? Don't make me fill out a form. I do like the colors. I love your opt-in box. This is a case study of a perfect opt-in box. It's really, really good. And
thank you.
I think a lot of people are going to want to go to successreboot.com to get their Success Reboot Total Life Breakthrough Kit because, oh my gosh, they'd be on their way to achieving more success in their life and work right now, and who doesn't need some more of that?
Who doesn't?
And for those of you who have that opt-in, subscribe now, can you see the difference between that and this? It's like light years better. And I don't mean to, it's a tough love. I mean, everybody signed up for that, so I'm being kind about it, but you've rocked it. Your opt-in box is great. So how is your list, I should ask? How's it going?
It's growing. It's growing. I need to, I just dropped my cell phone. I'm just trying to get out there more, network more, and do more public speaking to grow it at this point. But it is growing.
Okay.
So that's awesome.
So what I want you to do is, I want you to make a big, hairy, audacious goal of whatever it is, without any shame, how can you grow it by 10 times between now and a year from now? Because the more people you can influence to fall in love with your work and to make this transformation, the more likely it is that not everybody is going to buy from you from the very beginning. They need to have time to get to know, like, and trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens when you deliver a wonderful gift and wonderful messages to keep them coming back and wonderful tips and ideas to help them keep making progress along their transformation. But sometimes people will be on your list for a year or more before they feel the courage or the need to actually invest. And I know that can be a bitter pill for some people to swallow, but it is true. And that's why you want to always be growing your list, because the more people that you have on your list, the more money you can make. I heard somebody say that if you have 10,000 people on your list, it can easily equate to $10,000 in income. And that is absolutely true in my experience. And that's why I find it so intoxicating to invite people to grow their list, because when people actually raise their hand to get this Success Reboot Total Life Breakthrough Kit, they're already saying that they want that. So if you can help them make that transformation, why would they not invest wisely in you to help them make that leap? You have to love them along the journey so that they will absolutely invest, and you absolutely have to have products, services, and programs that they can enroll into. And that would be one other thing I would say to you, Joe, is I'm on your homepage now. And where is there the tab that says what I can buy and how I can work with you?
I don't have that yet. When people when people sign up for my list, they do get an offer to work with me, but I guess I should have a separate place where people can do that.
Well, you know, you're growing your list, and that's really great, but sometimes people will say to me, well, I'm on your list, and I really am excited to get your newsletter, but what if I want to hire you? What then?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a tab on my site, on my navigation at authenticvisibility.com, and it allows people to engage. And there's a drop-down menu that says products, services and mentoring, and workshops. So people can find that perfect fit option that they need to get the problem solved with me as their guide. I'm making it, again, referring to my friend Alice Cunningham, making it easy to buy, easy to own, and easy to refer. If the people are ready with their credit card out and they can't figure out how they can use it, then you've missed out on an opportunity. So you're capturing their names on the list, but what if people want to buy?
Okay.
And don't you want that? Yes.
Definitely.
Okay. So I see we have more people on the call that I'd like to try and help. So is that pretty good for now?
Yeah, that was very helpful. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, have you been on my list for a while, or are you new to my community?
I'm pretty new. I came through Bill Barron, who recommended.
Oh, I love Bill. He was my coach last year. Quantum leap shifts in my mindset and my income and everything else. I think the world of Bill Barron. So if anyone who has been helped on this call has enjoyed the call and gotten value from it, my Facebook page is facebook.com/Nancy Jutton. That's my business page. And if you would post a love note there to say what good things came for you from today, I would be really grateful, because this is a fun thing to do and I want more people to know that I do it. So thank you so much for being on the call, Joe. You were awesome.
Yeah, I will definitely post. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, April Lisa, are you still there? April Lisa, she's gone away. April Lisa, okay, I'm going to call on Robin Emmerich.
Well, they're going to talk to me now.
Hi, Robin.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Awesome. Good. Where can I go to find you online?
It's www.robin, R-O-B-I-N, Emmerich, E-M-M-E-R-I-C-H.com.
Is it possible that people in the world will be struggling with how to spell your last name?
Yes.
That is a nice, useful tip. When you have a name that's difficult to spell or easy to misspell, sometimes it's nice to have a website name that speaks to something else that they're looking for so they can find you.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. One of my clients is Elizabeth Venturini, and she owns Elizabeth Venturini, I believe, but she also owns collegecareerresults.com, which is the place to go to get college and career results for your college-bound teen. collegecareerresults.com is really easy to say and spell and remember, and you don't have to trip around with Elizabeth Venturini. And Robin Emmerich is a name that I bet you a lot of people are not going to get right. Just a little quick tip. Are you still there? Robin?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I've got your website, home, about, services, testimonials, blog.
So I'm in the process of redoing it all and really getting clear on my message, and I've been working on that for, gosh, probably about 6 months now, and I'm getting closer and closer and closer.
Okay. So which page of your site should I look at?
I guess either the home page or my bio.
Okay. Let's see. You've got to sign up for Robin's newsletter, receive news, events, tips, and inspiration. Based on earlier comments from this call, I want you to upgrade your opt-in box.
Yes, and I'm in the process of doing that. I did a 10-minute meditation that I will be adding to help people to relax and center themselves throughout their day.
Okay, so relax and get centered now.
Yes.
Because, you see, a short meditation is bread, eggs, and milk. Get centered now is a benefit that will be waiting for them immediately, instantaneously, right this very second. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Write that down. Okay.
I think that's exactly what I wrote, relax and get centered now.
Yeah, well, that's what you're getting. That's good.
Yeah.
Releasing self-doubt and cultivating the courage within to be one's real and authentic self. Who are you really? What do you want to become? The unconscious mind is like a voice in a video recorder. Transform your life and experience unconditional love simply by rebooting and reprogramming your mind. I'd like to be part of helping you take your life back. Please contact me at, I will be happy to create a plan and guide you to your authentic self. Okay, so there's some parallels to what we've been speaking about during some of the other calls with folks. You've got a very large animated banner. It's very, very large at the top of the page. And nowhere does it say, it says, who are you really? Who do you want to become? And my question to you is, who is your ideal client? Is it just anyone who wants to release self-doubt and cultivate courage to be their very best? Or is it women? Or is it men?
It's women. It is women and men. So the majority of my clients, they're both women and men, and they're mid, I'd say mid-20s to early 40s is typically my clientele. But yeah, I mean, I've worked with anyone from 7 up to 60s. So, I mean, it is women and men.
Okay, and I'm going to go to your about page because I'm going to see what I can learn there. Access your subconscious mind and uncover the feelings that have led to negative behaviors, thoughts, and fears. Discover the power within and release the resistance that has kept you from moving forward in your life. That's what you do. You're a certified Austin hypnotherapist and life coach.
Yes, but I'm going to take Austin out of there because I'd like to... I've just started getting more national and been branching outside of Austin.
Good. I think you should take that out because I didn't know what that meant. Like Austin, Texas, or is that some kind of specific?
Austin, Texas.
You know, you know, I'm in Bellevue, Washington, and I'm thinking, is there some kind of Austin hypnotherapy kind of practice that I didn't know anything about?
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that your home. The homepage has got me really tripped up because I don't think you've nailed your ideal client, so I don't know that I belong. It's very pretty, and I know you're going to help people release self-doubt and cultivate courage to be themselves, but I am very distracted by the video across the top of the page, and I'm very dismayed that I don't know that I belong right here. You know, you said you basically work with anyone, you know, men, women from 20s to 60s. But what if is self-doubt the number one problem that you're trying to eradicate on the planet?
Well, I'm helping people to believe in themselves and change their lives to what they're wanting out of lives, their lives versus, I mean, most of the people that I work with, you know, have been programmed to do what everyone else wants them to do. And they have, you know, unmet desires within them and really help them to move through that.
And so as a result of you helping them move through that, what then happens for them?
Oh, gosh, incredible things. I mean, I've had, I'm starting my third year. I've had, I can't even count them, but a ton of clients that were, you know, like on Match.com dating. I've helped them to find partners. They're now married, some with children. I've helped people move into their careers that they want to be into. I've helped people overcome health issues that were requiring surgery at some points and heal, you know, themselves.
Well, I want you to talk about that because it says, you know, innovative approaches and tools for this graphic is really distracting. Discover your purpose, find more meaning in your busy life. I just don't think it's specific enough for people. If you've achieved amazing transformations for people that have allowed them to heal from chronic illness, exit toxic relationships, and put themselves first for the first time in their lives,
yeah,
by kicking self doubt to the curb. Say that. That's so much better, don't you think?
That's so much better, yes, but I'm really good at what I do, and I have a very difficult time communicating it through my
website. So I want you to, when people say, I ditched the toxic relationship, I went from doormat to center stage in my own life, and I did it because Robin opened the door and I walked through finally. I mean, that's so much more conversational, and it speaks to the transformation that you helped effect through your powerful work. So don't get tripped up with, you know, first person, third person. To be one's real and authentic self, be the real you. That's the way people talk. Try to just be conversational and let people know that they've landed at the right place. And then, like, if I click over to services, the thing that's surprising to me is that you do hypnotherapy, life coaching, workshops, and art. You're wearing lots and lots of hats. What is the hat that you wear that, I mean, it doesn't say hypnotherapy on the homepage. I don't believe it does.
I'm in the process of putting little boxes down at the bottom there.
Can you see how it would be kind of confusing? Here's somebody that helps you become your best self, but she uses lots of different tools to help you get the job done. Which one works the best, or which one is the greatest source of revenue or contributes to the greatest transformation? Is it potentially confusing to people? Like, how does the art piece fit in? Just wondering.
Actually, through my work in this past year and a half, I tapped into this creative source within me that, you know, as I was very left-brained, so as I was getting more into my right brain, I sat down one day and began to paint through some of my fears, and out came this amazing painting. And so I started doing it for my family and for my friends and just praying for them and for, you know, them to overcome their fears to what they want to open up to. And it's just something that has unfolded that was that caught me by surprise.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you have this talent, but I think it's potentially confusing to people who want to achieve this powerful transformation, because you're doing commissioned paintings or art, which has it's a totally different objective than helping people to step into their power and feel great about their lives. You see that?
So it needs to be a whole different site.
I think so. A confused mind doesn't buy. And when you do lots and lots of things,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm the get known to get paid mentor, and people come to me to learn how to get known to get paid. And trying to keep your eye on the ball of the biggest rock you can move in your business so that you can actually attract that perfect client who will engage to their highest and best use to engage in your services and make that transformation. If you narrow your focus to that big thing that you do, you can have a lot more success and ease in your own life, and you can have that level of focus to really make a big, big, huge difference. And I think that's something to consider. And so so there you have it. So everyone who's on the call, I've been going at this for 2 hours, and I think that's about as much as I can do and still stay fresh and fabulous. So can I say thank you all for being here? Again, if you're just joining me or meeting me for the first time, the first chapter of Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium can be found at authenticvisibility.com/freegift. And I hope you'll go there and access it, because if you've been struggling a little bit with the clarity and you want more clarity and want to go from the muddle to crystal clear, this is a really good tool that can help you, just the first chapter, to get a taste. And if you're so inspired to treat yourself to Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium so you can actually have everything you need, including all 10 worksheets that will make your story tell itself with ease and grace so you can attract clients fast. People tell me that client attracting bio template number 3 is worth its weight in gold, and I've experienced that time and time again with many, many clients, and I want you to have that experience. Your powerful invitation is that if you make that purchase, there will be 4 Fridays in November where the bio doc will be in to help you transform your story from wallpaper to wow to attract clients now. You will have the community. You will have the access. You will get this kind of guidance, real life and in the moment. So whether you do one of those calls or all 4 of them, they're all available to you when you treat yourself to Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium. And I hope that you do. You can go to authenticvisibility.com/buy-buy-boring-bio-premium to see what abundance waits for you there. And this personal attention from me, I'm telling you that you will get messaging magic, hand-holding, and support to really make the new year your best ever. People pay hundreds of dollars to have me write their bios for them. So what's it worth to you to access my messaging magic for your message so that you can actually stand out and shine and feel really great about what you're up to? I would so love to have that opportunity to work with you. And so I want to thank you so much for being here, everyone, one and all, from all points around the world. My name is Nancy, broadcast your brilliance, Jutton. If you have enjoyed this call, go on over to facebook.com/Nancy Jutton and put in a comment there and say that it was worth your time. And most importantly, remember this. It's your story. Tell it well. It is the foundation of everything you do. So remember, who do you serve? What outcome do you deliver? What emotional juice is attached to that result? And are people absolutely ready to invest real money to get that benefit so that you can guide them to that transformation? If your story meets all those tests, you're on your way to something really good, and I can't wait to see what success unfolds when you take this fine advice. So again, thank you so much for being here. It's your story. Tell it well. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.